This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Yoshihide Suga, the person almost certain to succeed Shinzo Abe as Japan's prime minister, said Monday he wants to continue with the policies of his predecessor and push structural reforms while removing barriers between the bureaucracy. Suga made the comments in a speech soon after he was overwhelmingly voted in as the next leader of the ruling Liberal Democratic Party. The 71-year-old has said he will pursue Abe's key economic and foreign policies. Suga is virtually certain to be elected prime minister in a parliamentary vote Wednesday because of the LDP's majority in the lower house. He will serve out Abe's term as party leader through September 2021. Partial results Monday show the ruling United Russia Party secured landslide wins at a weekend regional election, but lost its majority in a Siberian city council contested by supporters of stricken Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. Supporters of the opposition politician, who's being treated in Berlin after a suspected poisoning by a nerve agent, made the rare gains and won seats in some cities. But pro-Kremlin politicians backed by President Vladimir Putin won or were heading for landslide wins to serve as the governors of more than a dozen regions, according to the partial results. Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko meets with Russian President Vladimir Putin Monday in Russia. In their first meeting since protests erupted in Belarus, Lukashenko is expected to seek critical support for his regime from the Russian leader. Meanwhile, the United Nations Human Rights Council says it will hold an urgent debate on the violence in Belarus. At least 100,000 Belarusians took to the streets in the capital of Minsk Sunday in one of the biggest protests yet against Lukashenko after he claimed victory in a disputed election last month. This is VOA News. Tropical Storm Sally is poised to turn into a hurricane Monday and send life-threatening storm surge along the northern Gulf of Mexico. Sally is expected to reach shore by early Tuesday, bringing hurricane conditions to a region stretching from Louisiana to Mississippi. Tropical storm conditions were expected in the region by Monday. Forecasters say Sally could produce rain totals up to 24 inches by the middle of the week. Its maximum sustained winds Sunday evening were 60 miles per hour. Warnings of strong winds could fan wildfires burning across the U.S. region known as the Pacific Northwest, including Northern California, Oregon, and Washington. The fires have consumed thousands of homes, businesses, and towns. More than 1 million hectares of land have been destroyed. The fires have killed at least 35 people across the region. The smoke and flames of the blazes have combined to envelop the cities of San Francisco, Seattle, and Portland with some of the worst air quality in the world. U.S. President Donald Trump plans to visit California Monday for an update on the blazes. A vast swath of vital wetlands continues to burn in Brazil, sweeping across several national parks and obscuring the sun behind dense smoke. Preliminary figures from the Federal University of Rio de Janeiro indicate nearly 5,800 square miles have burned since the start of August. That's an expanse comparable to the area consumed by the historic blazes now afflicting California. It's also well beyond the previous fire season record from 2005. Brazil's National Institute for Space Research, whose satellites monitor the fires, said the number of fires in the first 12 days of September was nearly triple the figure for the same period last year. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said Monday that New Zealand will lift coronavirus restrictions across the country in 1 week, except in its biggest city, Auckland, which is the epicenter of a second wave of infections. Ardern said Auckland's restrictions would be reviewed next Monday. She also said the government would immediately ease all physical distancing requirements on planes, a boost for Air New Zealand, which has had to limit passengers on its plane for months. India's lawmakers have returned to Parliament after a five-month absence. The government's response to the coronavirus pandemic, the nosediving economy, and simmering tensions with China have set the stage for a turbulent session. It comes as coronavirus infections in India surge faster than anywhere else in the world. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says he hopes the session will be productive. For more on these and other stories, please visit us at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.